Rob here, getting you ready for tonight's Big Brother Canada Monday night recap. But first, let me take a moment and thank our friends from another brother, Pete Touch Home by Brother. Imagine your home or the Big Brother house totally organized with the Pete Touch Home, a personal label maker, practical and useful home organization templates and attractive, durable labels make it fun and easy to turn every room into a personalized, clutter-free haven. Coordinate your kitchen with a variety of fonts and frames. Label the perfect pantry. Add decorative labels to the laundry room. Tidy up seasonal storage and use fun symbols and emojis to finally organize the kids' toys, books, and games. Even the tiniest family members will benefit from an organized space. And yes, the furriest family members too. Make the most out of your time at home. Have fun and get organized with the Pete Touch Home Personal Label Maker, only from Brother. For details, visit PeteTouchHomeByBrother.com. Coming to you live from your local Wendy's, it's Rob Has a Podcast. And now here's the guy who's back. The podcast of Big Brother Canada. Wake up, Canada. It's Rob Sesternino. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Monday night here on Rob Has a Podcast to talk about Big Brother Canada. Very excited to be jumping back in. No Survivor this spring. So very excited to take a shift talking about Big Brother Canada here on Monday nights. And very excited to get back to it for the first time in a couple of years. You know, once upon a time, in Big Brother Canada's darkest hour, I helped bring Big Brother Canada back from the death, and I am back here to help in this resurgence of Big Brother Canada here in 2021. Here's a man who never takes a break from Big Brother Canada. Here is Taryn Armstrong. Taryn, how are you?
I'm good, Rob. I'm wondering.
Remember that when we saved Big Brother Canada, Taryn?
I do remember that, Rob. That was. They're trying to play off like, oh, this is the redemption season. We're coming back from the brink of death. Like, no.
People forgot about that.
They already missed that story.
Yeah.
They're not great at editing, Rob. That's the problem.
No, this was. But I thought this was a strong episode tonight. We'll see if I'm. Look, I'm not in the live feed streets like you are, Taryn. But I thought they did a good job tonight.
Down here in the live feed streets, we know the true story.
it was a lot of good stuff. All right, so excited to get to talk some BB Can tonight with you, Taryn. How are you holding up after a couple days of the feeds being back?
I'm a little loopy, if I'm being honest.
Yes. Okay. Good. Good. Excited to get your take on everything. Of course, very excited to have here with us to talk some Big Brother Canada. The great Sasha Joseph is here. Sasha, how are you?
So great. This is my first time watching BB Canada, but I didn't think I was watching Survivor instead, just with more luxury competitions.
Yes.
So I'm excited. Glad to be here.
Okay. And we're also very lucky to have here with us tonight on the panel. Great. AJ Norris is here. AJ, how are you?
I'm doing great, y'all. I'm so excited for this new BB Can season, this highly melanated BB Can season, like this highly diverse with sexual orientations. Like, this is a popping group. One white guy? Yes.
Yeah, and he's invisible. He's purple.
Down on a camping trip.
There's two. Oh, yeah, Josh. I forgot about Josh.
Okay. All right.
Well, that's
what happens in the Big Brother Canada house. People forget about Josh. Anyway, very excited to be back here live tonight. We're going to take your questions. I put up a tweet earlier tonight. Scott St. Pierre is standing by to take your questions that you might have. We'll also be able to take some questions from the people chatting along here with us live on YouTube and on Twitch. So very excited to get into it. Sasha, how are you enjoying the season so far?
Like AJ said, I mean, I am so excited. As soon as I saw that Rohan was in the cast, I mean, it was a wrap for me. Like, you knew I was watching it. South Asians specifically, we barely get any representation. I feel like we get crumbs. I think I can name like all five, like, you know, the five big ones that we talk to all the time. And I'm just so excited with like the actual diversity, and they're not like all stereotypes, if that makes sense. Like each person, like if I describe them, you couldn't actually like tell me, you know, oh yeah, they fit this exact thing, because they all are so versatile as a cast. Thank you, Arissa. You did that thing. So just thankful to be here.
Yeah, it's a good group. It's a good group. And also that I think it was a good choice also to go with 14 instead of we don't need to evict somebody on night two. You know, I don't know who that's for. You don't need to do that. But, you know, it's a smaller group. And, you know, everybody gets a little bit more because we have 3 episodes a week and we get to spend some more time with these players. So tonight we got the HOH competition and we got to see Austin's nominations. So I know, Taryn, you get to watch the live feeds every single day. We did not get to see the HOH competition. Did it live up to what you expected?
It pretty much was, you know, it was talked about. The Kiefer stuff was talked about. The deal made with LaToya was talked about. So, yeah, it was pretty much what we expected.
Yeah. Are we enjoying the team aspect of it in terms of like these competitions? Are they more dramatic to have these types of endurance competitions and have it in the team format, AJ?
If it wasn't for the team, we would not have had the Kiefer cheering for LaToya and not against Austin. So that little bit of drama came out of it. Was it good drama? But it was drama nonetheless. So, but overall, I think this is a flop of a twist. I think the team stuff is not good at all. Y'all try again.
Yeah.
But not with this twist.
You know, I've heard a lot of like negativity about the teams, but I have to say that doesn't really bother me yet. I'm fine with it so far, Sasha.
Yeah, because you were on Survivor, right? Like,
teams in the house. That makes sense.
That's your vibe. Like, we know why. I like need a you know those fan cams. I need a fan cam of Taryn literally talking about how he hates every twist, like all put together. Because literally, I was thinking about this. I was like, do I like it? Do I not? But I really. Usually I'm fine with it. I'm like, come on, Taryn, like it's fine. We get something different. But like, I no, just no. Like you have 6 people to nominate. And out of that, you like 3. Who are you going to nominate? Who? The chair? I don't know. Like, it's a mess. Yeah. So I'm not for it.
I'll tell you some things I don't like about it. If we're going to have teams, do we have to give them both D names? I feel like that if you were going to pick team names, Taryn, did they have to go with Destiny and Defenders? Like, couldn't go with, like, pick one that you like and then go with the Warriors.
Warriors!
Anything.
I'm honestly baffled. I've yet to see any explanation for the team names. It doesn't make sense. I don't know if they wanted the double D's going on. I don't know.
Whoa. I was very confused about like, and I still don't know who's on which team. I have to be honest that in terms of like coming in, like, I listened to the live feed updates. I don't know who's on which team. Like I made a list when I'm watching the episode, but it's not easy to track. So I think that's a point, against the teams.
Yeah, you'd think that the point of it was to make it simpler. They're divided into 2 different sides, and so it's easier to sort of like categorize them. But it's not. Make them. Survivor does this. Like, if you're gonna play Survivor, take from Survivor. They color code them.
They gave them vests in the first episode. What, AJ? What happened to the vests?
They're in the laundry. I think this just proves that Survivor One World was correct when we should have divided them by men and women, so it's easy to understand.
Yeah.
What do you mean? Kiefer was on tried. Something.
Yeah.
Like, I genuinely don't know. Like, one minute I think Judson and Ty is on the same team, and then I'm like, oh, they're not? Well, that sucks.
They are on the same team for, like, once the twist ends, though, like, you know.
Here's the thing. We are in 2 teams. We are in the Sunsets and the Not Sunsets.
Yeah, well, we haven't even got there on the show yet.
That's week old news that hasn't been introduced yet in the episode, unfortunately.
Taryn, let me ask a question before we talk about the stuff that was in the episode. So was everything that we saw tonight leading up into when the nominations have, or did they sort of like jump forward a little bit, grab some things, and then just make it seem like it was only until the nominations?
Basically what we saw, I believe it all happened from HOH to nominations. The problem is that they didn't show anything before, and they didn't show much of what actually happened in that period of time.
And what day of the week was the nominations? So if we're trying to time this up with the live feed updates.
So the nominations took place on Friday, Friday night. Mm-hmm. So this took place between Thursday night and
what
Friday
a weird
night.
Show. You know, it's on three times a week, and we have one episode that is only like, here's like 24 hours of the day, and then the other 6 days is going to be basically like all between like Wednesday and the first 10 minutes of the Thursday episode.
Yeah.
That tracks.
Weird format, but okay, whatever works for them. You know,
sir, they've been doing this for how many years now? You got to just accept it. It's like, move on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, the problem is that they've gotten worse at it over time.
Wow. Yeah. Not this.
Taryn, what are you saying? That they're worse at telling the story of what's going on?
Yeah, I'll get this out of the way early, Rob, because I think people should stick around for the spoiler section. The entire episode was basically a fabricate. Like, nothing that we saw was of any real importance in this episode.
Yeah. It's interesting because I listened to the updates and I said, like, oh, this is like a different side of Austin that I haven't been hearing about. Yeah, it's interesting. But, you know, this is still, you know, what's on TV. This is a show. I'm wondering, should they do the nominations like middle of the episode? Did they like sort of like paint themselves into a corner with the way that they have the week structured?
I mean, I think it's fine. I think that there was a lot of stuff they could have included in this episode that would have told the actual story. My guess right now is that they felt like they had the material to make up a story about the nominations that made enough sense that they were like, great, because we didn't have a lot of time around the like advertising segments in the show. So let's just save this for the next episode and just kind of like cobble together a fake story for the noms.
Yeah. Overall, though, I felt like that compared to like watching the last season of Big Brother 22 that AJ, that I just felt like that it looked so good. Like I felt like even like that if they didn't nail everything that happened, I just felt like tonally, like this felt like a much more serious show than we were watching over the course of the summer. It just feels like a superior product.
It does feel like a superior product. Like it's tough when in BBUS, you always got them dressing up in these silly outfits, playing these stupid little games. And this competition, it was like archery or something like that. And archery screams like, oh, this is a grown-up activity. compared to like running around in slime or like
they're
I don't
not
know,
dressed up as cats.
Yeah, riding a banana.
Exactly.
Yeah. They didn't have to like embarrass the contestants with this competition. It was like a serious competition to do, you know, balance these like giant ball bearings on like a bow and arrow. Yes.
I also think this lends to having a more of diverse cast because if you look at BB22, you look at the serious moments, it's Davon and Case are talking. But here, everyone has a story. Everyone has a background. We were very Victoria heavy with her foster home situation. The last episode, we were talking about the coming out stories. Like these diverse people have serious stories to tell. And when you have such good content, you don't have time for just goofy filler.
Mm-hmm. The cast is carrying this season on its back right now, easily.
It's really the women, I feel, because look at like who's winning, who's running things. Like I do want to say it's going back to like how Kiefer's reads are not the best, because he wanted to do a men versus women team, and like look at how his team still would have lost. So that's all I got to say about that one.
We saw Kiefer chirping Austin during the challenge that he felt like that he was not in a good spot, really trying to throw her off. So LaToya would win. AJ, miscalculation for Kiefer?
Yes, like he should have known they would have got so butt hurt. Like, mm-hmm. how dare you root for your safety? Like, how dare you? One person wins, you're immune for the week. Another person wins, you're possibly in danger. How dare you root for your own immunity? You are so foolish.
Yeah. This was a hard challenge because that really, if you're in a position where you have I'm trying to say this and not get myself into a bad spot here. But when you have your spheres and if they're going in different directions, mm-hmm. you're kind of screwed because you can't go forward or backward. You just got to hope that they're both going in the same direction.
Yeah. It's always a weird moment when your spheres drop.
Oh, God. Please. Oh, yeah. God.
Yeah. So Austin becomes the first official HOH in the season, and her and Latoya were working on a deal. Sasha, what do you make of Austin so far?
Yeah. So it's really interesting because we already talked about this, but Austin is so different. First of all, did y'all know that her and Beth were ride or dies? Because this is the first time I heard it. So that's number one. And the second piece, yeah, everyone already knew what Austin was going to do before she even started. Like you could see everyone being like, Kiefer, especially he was like, oh, I'm done. I'm screwed. It's me. I'm a goner. So to me, it's like how bad, not bad, but how transparent is your game that you're literally sitting here and everyone knows what you're gonna do and you didn't even allegedly get your HOH room yet. Mm-hmm. And you're still, your game is just like out there for everyone to know.
Yeah.
But I like her and I like her and Latoya especially just as two strong women. But like, I just think that her strategy of like, I want everyone to talk to me and no one's coming to talk to you, girl. So you need to wake up and figure it out.
Yeah, Taryn, she got kind of a mastermind edit in this episode about how she's like, I'm going to play this. Everybody's going to come talk to me and give me all the information. And that's how we'll play it.
I mean, good to know that she at least knew what she was supposed to do during her HOH training.
Yeah. I mean, and that's what we saw in the episode, at least.
Yes, so, like we had Josh coming up and spilling all this stuff to her.
Yeah,
and then Kiefer,
Josh, Kiefer, Rohan, like all three in a row.
Yeah, like that's a mastermind ish right there. Can't get better than that.
Mm-hmm. And the three at the bottom, right? Like, man. And then Rohan, I think, was the only one that she was even willing. Like, it was so fake with the other two. She's like, mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I don't know, like, to me, if I were on the other side, I'd be like, she's not said a word back to me. So what's the point? Like, this is not going anywhere. But they really thought they did something with her.
It's one of those situations when you're trying to break through to someone and you just keep talking. And you're like, one of these words are going to catch them. Maybe it's D, maybe it is, but one of the words are going to catch them.
Kiefer is going to sit by himself after the competition. He feels pretty badly. Telling Latoya that this is the worst case scenario here, that Austin has been the HOH. He's really getting some dislike for the team destiny. Then poor Josh comes over and tries to console him. And AJ, he's like, Josh, can you just leave me alone? You just get out of that. Like, I need some alone time.
Josh is such a precious soul. Like, I feel so for him so much.
Yeah.
He just wanted to go comfort his buddy, and he wanted his alone time. And you know what? Josh did the good thing. He said, you need your alone time? I'm going to give it to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I feel so lovely for Josh. I found that hilarious that Kiefer just, like, snapped, like, not now. Like, please go away. I need my own moment. And Josh was like, okay, I guess I'll go stand in the corner by myself for the next hour.
Yeah.
I know. Oh, poor Josh. This is why I will say, maybe this is a hot take. I don't think so, but I don't like people yelling at the comps. Like, I didn't appreciate Kiefer either, like yelling. So that already, I was like, no, get out of here. We don't
like
this.
Because this is a thing they said, this is all about concentration. And I can easily see, oh, someone yell, you look, your ball fall. And now, oh, you're out. So I get the
But did Kiefer say he was doing that? No. He was just trying to save his ass, is what he was trying to do.
Let's Would you? Honest. Would you be trying to save yours?
Listen, I'm competitive. I'd be jumping around. Like, you know how Beth was yelling? Like,
please walk slowly. Quietly, yeah, I'd be
like,
softly.
Boom. Like, jolly green giant. Like, are you kidding me? But watching it, I don't like
it. Edit gave him the mastermind. He would
no flop. It was not. Don't lie. No.
Like I would get it if he was like, hey, Austin.
Yeah.
But instead he was just like, come on, T, please. Toya, come on, T, please. You can't let him win.
Yeah.
It was just like, You realize that cheering doesn't actually help the person win, right? Like, you're not actually contributing. You're not like, it's not like you're a sports fan and your contributions to the cheering on of your team definitely helps your team win and you can take pride in their win like it's yours. This is a Big Brother
comeback.
Are you telling me all my cheering for my favorite sports team has done nothing over these years?
Is that why they keep losing?
What? I'm saying the opposite. I'm saying you do so much work. Mm-hmm. When Big Brother doesn't work.
Doesn't work as well.
Taryn,
what has Josh done to be such a pariah in the house where nobody wants to talk to him?
Here's I think the part of the reality of this is that he spent the entire week last, the entire house spent the entire week last week thinking that he was going to go. He was the target last week up until like just the day before and or the day of the eviction. And so for the rest of the house, he's kind of already gone. Like he's already like not even supposed to be there. So they're not looking at him like a fellow cast member who has a spot in the game. They're looking at him as like, why are you still here? Why are you interrupting my conversation? Why are you wasting my time? And that sort of pervasive attitude really builds upon itself. And then gets reinforced by the people around you. And then you get to where we are.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
AJ, I feel bad for. I like Josh.
I like Josh too. Like, I agree with everything that Taryn just said. The fact that the vote flipped last minute, it did not help him. But it seems like Josh had, from what I caught from the feeds, he had one bad day, and they said, "You're done forever. Like, you're done for life." And like, Lord knows, he could not do something so bad that he is a social pariah. Is he like the most charismatic social butterfly in the world? No,
yeah.
But look, every time I see Josh talking to somebody, if they let him talk to him, it's been like fine. Like it's been like nothing like egregious. Like it's just been him talking, like having like a little chill time with him. I'd be friends with Josh. Like, Josh, hit me up. I'll be your friend.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then they all keep, sorry, Josh keeps asking everyone for tea, but it's like the exact opposite effect of like the anybody want cake, you know, line where he's like, anyone wants tea? And then, see, Rob would be your friend, Josh.
Yeah.
Here you
have
go.
Y'all seen
he's
that
fun.
TikTok yeah. sound where she's like, everything that someone you don't like do makes you mad?
Yeah.
Why that bitch eating chicken? You know that.
Like, TikTok what, sponsor shout out over here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but that's what Josh is like. Everything Josh does just gets on these people's nerves, and I just feel so.
And poor guy, he just keeps asking everyone, "Do you want tea? Do you want tea?" I feel that was very sad for me, and I was like, "No, don't make me feel sad for Josh," because like I want him to go, because I think then maybe the game will get shaken up a little. But I feel like at this point he's kind of just like become.
I want Josh
star.
To go too. Like he could get out of that toxic
Please.
Environment. Like
oh save him.
Yes.
Save him.
Save him. Save Josh.
It's not for him. 100%.
Yeah. Okay. So we got to get an HOH room reveal. Taryn, did we get like two of these in Big Brother 22?
Yeah, very, very few of them. I think they're doing like an actual thing where they're going to change the color of the bedding every week according to who's HOH. So Austin had a pink bed for her HOH.
Yeah.
So
that's something that's exciting. Yeah.
Looking like a gender reveal party. Like,
yeah. So AJ, we went from like, I'm saying like, oh, okay, where's the video? It's to get a video of Big Brother Canada. We're going to see the video. Later, do you like the HOH back to getting a letter?
No, I genuinely don't care. You've been in the house for what, 14 days? Look, you probably haven't seen your family for 6 months, so 14 days ain't nothing. And it wasn't even her family, it was her best friend.
Yeah.
So get out of here. I don't need the letter. I like the video, it was fine. Like,
hey, we're not there yet, AJ. That's at Wendy's. We're not talking about that yet.
Fine, then let me talk about the letter then. Golly, because that letter was so riveting. Like,
But it ended with thank you so much. Like, did anyone else catch? Like, so I was confused. Did the person, like the best friend, tell Austin thank you so much? That's the only piece mm-hmm. I wrote out of this. Because she was like, thank you so much in the middle of the tears. And I was like, no, but who said it?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. I wonder who wrote it. Like, the friend wrote it.
Yeah, who wrote it? Yeah, did the friend write it?
Weird. I'm imagining a scenario where an intern for Big Brother Canada 9 calls up the friend and is transcribing this. And then she says, oh, thank you so much. And they write that down.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I'm here for this.
Yeah,
that actually makes it's weird how much sense that makes. Like, honestly, I'm over here trying to make fun, but that's actually honest.
Give that intern a raise, honestly.
Yes.
Yes.
Content.
Also, the HOH is going to get access to the Wendy's iPad. Sasha, did you know that Wendy's has a Korean barbecue menu? Is this a Canadian thing only? I've never heard of this.
Right. And it was like Uber Eats. Like, they had a whole little iPad going and they're like, bloop, bloop, bloop. These are the things we want. Product placement.
Did you know about this Korean barbecue menu at Wendy's?
No. Like, I have to ask for napkins and they over here got Korean barbecue. Like, what is happening?
Yeah. Joy. I mean, chat, let me know if that's a only Canadian thing. I was like, wow, my mind is blown on there. Puya says Canadian only in the chat. Canadians, look at you. Look at what you have. Enjoy your Korean barbecue menu at Wendy's.
Like, do you want Korean barbecue?
They didn't order it. They didn't order
Korean barbecue. Are you really turning to Wendy's for that option?
Right. I really hope not, people. I truly support local businesses. Come on, people. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. All right. We've got some scares coming. Okay. Incoming scares. Taryn, you always say that, hey, how come we never have more pranks in the Big Brother house? Why don't we ever get to see people scaring each other anymore? It's the best part of the show. Whoa. Oh my God. If you're listening to the podcast, Taryn just scared the bejesus out of us. Okay.
That was a good one, Taryn. That was a good
twist. Wow.
Didn't be running the house energy from Jed, scaring everyone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What'd you think of those scares, Taryn? You've seen them all.
You watch Big Brother, the one of the main things that you know is going to be coming from the live feed. You know there's going to be lying, there's going to be backstabbing. It's going to be scaring. There was definitely some scaring. And it happened and people got scared.
Yeah. AJ, I would not like to be scared on Big Brother.
Like, Jed got the right one because it could not have been me. Like, that would have caused some drama. Like, just over a little thing. Like, afterwards, like 20 hours later, I've been like, I overreacted. It was just a little scared. But, but in the moment, I wouldn't care. My adrenaline would be high. I'm ready to fight.
Mm-hmm. I feel like I have really wild reactions in life. So, like, if somebody scared me, I think I would like instinctively pop them or something. Like, and especially behind me, no, not today, not today.
Yeah,
I've seen enough horror movies. I know what happens behind you.
Yeah, don't do it.
You don't know.
We talked about this before. We're like if you like, could this theoretically, you couldn't say it out loud. Could you, this be a strategy, scare someone, hope that they punch you, and then be, oh, eject, mm-hmm. please.
What is this, the challenge? Like, no, please. That's not going to happen here.
I think we need more challenge logic in our Big Brother. Mm-hmm. Not Survivor. Let's bring in some challenge, throw in some amazing race.
No, they go to the challenge.
Yeah. In addition to scaring, we also had Beth dancing. Sasha, how was Beth as a dancer?
Oh my God. You know what? You live your best life, Beth. If you want to dance, don't let anybody tell you otherwise. Period. And now I can say, okay, no, that was a mess. Like, she should not do that. Like,
I was over there.
That was like me dancing.
I was like, dang, Beth, give me some lessons. Like, you doing it over there in the bathroom mirror.
Okay. I personally questioned the decision strategically to do it in front of the mirror as opposed to, you know, in the wider bedroom area like most people would do their dances. I feel like you just have more space in that wider area. You get a little more room. That's, you know, that's where Cindy, you got some room to jump up on the bed if you want. Just a questionable move strategically.
I think it was the prep. Like, you got to prepare for that. Like, get your warm up in the bathroom and then bust out your concert in the main room.
Well, Beth wasn't, Beth didn't want to dance alone. So she was like, man in the mirror types, you know, stuff, maybe. We don't know. But also, I think the HOH room is very cold. Maybe that's why she was so stiff.
Try to
I think
warm
we
up.
Should. Yeah. And, you know, she's stiff because it was pretty cold in there. I think we want to give that.
Okay. She danced like a Beth, though. Like, we can't lie.
So we did get a little bit of a dilemma. Okay. All right. So Austin comes out like, okay, all right, teams, huddle up. Defenders, go to your room. Destiny, go to your room. And we got a prisoner's dilemma here, Taryn. And I felt like that I knew immediately how this had ended because I felt like I did not hear any mention of anybody being angry on the live feeds about this in any of your updates. So I felt like, well, boy, haven't heard much about this. So it must have just come and went. But I like the attempt from Big Brother Canada.
Yeah, I mean, like most things, I can appreciate what they're trying to do here.
Yeah.
I think the timing and the execution and the rewards and the punishments, we're always going to lead to the same results. There's no world in which it makes sense for a group of people, especially who do have the ability to communicate with one another via a messenger, to actually steal from an entire group of other house guests.
So I thought it was good until they got to the point where, and it did seem like, if you were to believe what was going on in the room, Sasha, that there did look like that, I don't know which team, but Austin's team said that they were going to do the steal. It seemed like that it was going in that direction. And then we got to send a negotiator to the other room. Why?
You know, this was like the Godfather, like, you come to my, you know, what, I don't know the actual lines. I'm not going to say it, but you know, it's like, to me, it was like, it would be the ultimate betrayal if you did mess up. I don't know why they didn't. Like, maybe give me some drama, like, mess up, get a luxury dinner, get, you know, get a veto. But I understand why they didn't do it. And I don't think it actually makes sense to do it. But as a viewer, I would have wanted it. I liked it.
Yeah.
I think we have, you know, star of the season, Beth, talking about how she thinks it makes perfect sense for her team to press the button. But I think a way to improve this is, have an actual button, a button in there, and one person. If one person pressed the button, then that means your team chose to steal. So that way it's like, what's her name? Austin, who's like, this does not benefit me if we give them. Why didn't Austin want to push the button?
No, she did, right?
She did. She wanted to steal.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's why the edit, like, because she wanted her team to have the power of veto advantage.
Yeah.
Like, that was basically the reason.
Yeah.
I think they need some kind of anonymity in order to make this work. Maybe, like, send in two individuals, right, anonymously. And if you steal and the other person shares, you will anonymously win, like, $10,000 or something, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that will really encourage people. And then the loser, you know, obviously will have some kind of punishment, so they will be revealed as having chosen to share, and then they'll be like, who screwed me? Right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And this house is so paranoid already, so I think, that would just add more drama to it. And everyone loves to press a button. I don't care who you are as a person. You see a red button, you're going to do it.
Yeah.
Yes, and I agree.
When they sent the negotiators in there, it was like then one person like really had to put themselves out there of like if LaToya is like, I swear to God, we are picking Cher. And then they don't. It's like, screw you, LaToya.
Yeah.
Like, why did you lie to us about this? You lied to our faces. Like, who's going to blow their game for this?
I don't get like the negotiators, because what are they going to do? Walk in there and be like, guys, I'm thinking about stealing.
Took it one step too far. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm thinking about stealing. Y'all should try to talk me out of it, or this is why you should play it safe. Like, both of them are going to be like, we're going to not steal. You shouldn't steal. Reasons S, Y, and Z. Now, LaToya has some conviction saying, I will not trust any of you ever again. Y'all all will be on my hit list. And coming from LaToya, I'd believe that.
LaToya's law, right? That's what it was called at the start of the episode. LaToya's law, the little credit that she got for getting Julie out, but you don't want to mess with her.
I want to mess with LaToya. Like, you can't mess with that cop.
Yeah. So everybody ends up sharing, and now it's what, PB&J all week, Taryn?
Yes. Yes, they've been having some PB&J.
Okay. All right. Anybody complaining about it? It's fine.
It was a waste of a segment.
Okay. All right. Well, let's now forget about PB&J, waste of time. We got to talk about Wendy's. Okay. All right. So we started off as that AJ, you mentioned, we got all of Victoria's backstory, yes, which was great. Victoria has been a lot of fun. We find out about her going to foster care, but it did seem like that we got all this information given to us because we would be excited that then she got picked to go to Wendy's.
Latoya, you did not have parents, but guess what? You get a Wendy's meal with a baked potato.
And like, her foster mom liked the baked potato. That was such a weird line to add in. Like, why did they do that? That was
because
so
they
weird.
Were like, the pitch to Wendy's when they were like, please advertise with us again. I'm sorry that we canceled our season was, we promise the strength of our show is that we can incorporate real human elements and moments into the ad.
Oh, my God. It's
did any of your loved ones like spicy nuggets? Okay, we'll use that. Okay.
You think that's how you get cast on the show? Did anyone... You or anyone in your family have a connection to Wendy's? Great, you're in. Got it. I don't even need to know anything else.
I believe Austin got the Dave single, Sasha. What do you want to rate that order from Wendy's?
Like, I don't eat meat. So, I keep kosher. So, I don't know. I don't know if I'm the best, but meat, fast food meat just ain't it for me.
Okay.
I will say. All right. I don't know where it comes from.
How about this, AJ? Then Victoria got the Asagio Ranch Chicken Sandwich. Shout out, Touchdown Tommy.
I was like, my homegirl got the chicken sandwich.
Yes, Ranch Chicken Sandwich. That's Asiago.
I think if I go to a place that I've never been to before, if they have a chicken sandwich, that's always my go-to. So for obvious reasons, chicken is really delicious. I prefer chicken to beef every day. So I was happy. I was happy she got a baked potato because I was also like, my mom used to eat baked potatoes. Like, me and Latoya vibed on that situation. So Latoya had the superior sandwiches. Austin needs to catch up, but that seems like a normal story for Austin.
Yeah. Taryn, and then, okay, forget a visit from Wendy's. Now we get a pop out TV video message from your family to give you the Wendy's. So Wendy's has stolen the video visit.
Yes. And luckily, Austin recognized her family. So no, no need to worry about any awkward moments there. Mm-hmm. But yeah, at first I was just like, wow, they really are mechanizing the whole food delivery system here. They used to have somebody hand it over and now there's a whole like thing that slides out. And then there was a TV screen. I was like, that makes sense.
I'm not going to lie. I was 100% ready for someone to like pop out of the windows like normal. And I was like, oh, yeah, COVID.
Yeah.
I forgot.
Yeah.
So I was like low-key disappointed.
Okay. So you get to be HOH. You get Wendy's. You get a visit, for a video visit from home. So it's a whole prize package for the HOH. All right. We got a little bit of Beth. She has a thing for Ty, Sasha.
Yes, she does. I mean, we all do.
I mean,
please.
He's a good looking man.
Yes, Beth is one of us. Beth, yes, we're same. And everyone else has a thing for Jed, looks like. Literally, she's like, everyone else has a thing for Jed, but not me. I'm different. I think
for her, ideally, everyone else has a thing for Jed. Rather than
you're right. Didn't they like, never mind. I don't know if that's a spoiler, but.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. Anyway,
okay.
Moving on.
Also, I will say, poor Rohan not getting any of the love that he deserves.
Oh my god!
Yeah, he did get to talk strategy with Kyle.
I'm talking about in the looks department, sir.
Yeah,
Rohan's so attractive. Oh no! As an Indian, I really need to say no. Boys don't look like that all the time. I will say, and he looks really good. Outfits on point.
Hair on point.
Yes, hair. Amazing. He always wears a hat. Please don't wear it. You look really good without it.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, let me stop. Moving on.
All right, look at you, Rohan. Okay.
Listen, we don't get a lot of Indians. What do you want me to do?
Yeah. Taryn, what'd you make Rohan and Kyle? They're playing pool, talking games. They're on the same page strategically. That's a thing, right?
Yes. Yes. Rohan and Kyle are working together, and they are actually really working together. It's not fake. So this is good information.
Oh yeah.
I'm not sure if there's any other piece of information that was good other than the crush that Beth and Ty have on each other.
Yes.
But this was good information. They are working together. And that's about it.
And Rohan said he thinks that Josh and Kiefer were going to be the nominations, and then they were.
Yeah.
So he's got his finger on the pulse. Okay. Good for Rohan. And we got some campaigning going on. Okay. So Josh was going to go to Austin, and I feel like that we don't really get this a lot from people who are campaigning to stay off of the block. This is what Josh wanted to do.
My thoughts on like the pros and cons of like everybody, and just like I'll start with myself.
Here's my list of all the pros and cons of everybody in the house. Taryn, nobody does that.
You know, I just I'd like to let you know, Rob, like pros for having me on the podcast. I'm handsome. I can do impressions. Okay. Cons. I'm not very good at impressions.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Yeah. He really did go over every single person as well, including himself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. I feel like if this wasn't Josh, like a different person, different season, this is really good strategy. Like, it seems like you're giving them a lot of information, but at the same time, you're giving them nothing. It's like, oh, they just gave me all this free info, but they still don't know where you really stand. So, but because it's Josh, this was terrible and he should have never tried it. He should go back to hell where he came from.
Yeah. But Sasha, I mean, he is, go back to hell. Oh my gosh. Like, did AJ say what I think he said? Yeah.
Yeah, there's those moments where like somebody says something AJ, and I was just like, yeah. Wait, what?
I'm gonna go back to hell. Why would you say that?
We were still stuck in, you know, like 0.5 speed with hearing the Josh impression, and then AJ started talking normal.
Because AJ is so nice. You don't expect him to end the sentence and then that guy should go back to hell.
Pause. I would like to say I love Josh with all of my heart. They just have it out for this guy for no goddamn reason, and I'm so sad for him.
Listen, Josh. Hey, Peters, please.
I don't think AJ likes me very much.
Yeah.
I think we're gonna have to. We're just gonna have to work around that, I guess. I guess I'm gonna be the villain of the podcast. I'm from hell, you know.
Oh no!
Send me back to hell. Okay.
Wasn't that part of his intro video? Though he was doing this.
Yeah,
whole,
he did like a whole like horror movie thing.
So. Exactly, AJ. You're not off. Like that was his vibe. You're right.
Yeah.
But look, it's not hell if it's all a simulation.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh my God.
Reboot the simulation. Yeah.
Please get me out of here. Eject.
But Sasha, for what we're talking about with Josh, like giving out a lot of information, like, don't you think that he should be like trying to cut a deal as opposed to like, here's a bunch of stuff about things going on in the house?
See, to cut a deal, you have to have something to give. What he got going on to give? Tea. But not actual, like not the gossip tea, like actual tea. So I think you have to have some kind of a bartering chip. I think, yes, you still have to push. Like you can still say, hey, like, you know, I have no one. If I can be your person, I can be, you know, the pawn, or I can be someone in your corner always, because look, I have no one, you know that. So yes, that's, of course, that needs to be his pitch. But unfortunately, if I'm Austin, like, I don't need that. Like currently there's so many people in the house. My team is winning. Like this is the second time in a row my team won. So it again benefits Josh more than it does Austin. Mm-hmm. So like, and I think Austin's smart enough to at least know that part.
Yeah. Taryn, he wrapped it up with, well, that's the spiel. So that was the whole spiel.
Can I get you some tea? Maybe.
Yeah.
Here's Josh's issue. He probably don't sweeten his tea.
Yeah, you think it's unsweetened?
He looks like the type to not sweeten his tea.
Austin really gets, she was very upset about how much Josh wants to bring her tea. Mm-hmm. It's like, why is he always sucking up to me, bringing me tea? It's very annoying.
Oh my God. This cast is so funny. It's like a spa day, right? They love to like massage, like give each other massages. Now they're giving tea. Like, it's like, or is it Big Brother or is it Big Spa? Like, I don't know.
It's a resort.
Yeah. Yes. I told this story on the updates, but it's worth retelling here for those that need to know more about Josh's tea. It's gotten to a point where LaToya asked Rohan to get her a drink.
Oh, yes.
So Rohan was like, sure. He goes, he gets a drink. He brings the cup over to Toya, who is sitting on the couch. She just sees the cup sort of enter her vision. She goes, oh, no, thanks. No, thanks. And Rohan's like, you just asked me to bring you this. And she's like, Oh, no, thank you. I thought you were Josh. That's why.
Ruthless. I wish, like, oh my God, we could play that video. It's so ruthless. Like, she didn't even look. She was like, no. And just, like kept talking.
Yeah.
She's bringing me more tea. Please, no thanks.
So they treat him like a waiter, but, it, like, I feel
no,
like...
he treats himself like a waiter. They didn't make the order,
mm-hmm. Rob.
That's the problem. Like, there was no order put in, but he just shows up with the goods.
Okay. Poor Josh.
Well, look, here's the thing. He shows up with nothing, and they said, we don't want to be near you. So he's like, maybe I can bring them a present.
Yeah.
And then they're like, we still don't want to be near you. Like, he's in a lose-lose situation. I love Josh.
Mm-hmm.
But also, yeah. LaToya, that was some queenish. Like, so I'm very conflicted. But
I know. Oh my. This is why, like, this would be, I have zero poker face in life. So, like, I would get in trouble doing stuff like this. Cause, yeah, if I don't like you, like, there's no way I could be like, yeah, tell me more. Like, wow, great pros and cons. Like, I'd be LaToya. I'd be like, he's back. Like, I gotta go. I'm gonna go to Expedia room. Find me in the ball
Expedia
pit.
Room. Yeah. So also then we'll get Kiefer to come in. He's saying make the target Josh. He's also pushing for Rohan. Kiefer saying just don't put me on the block. Kiefer does not want to go on the block. Which, I get that. Makes sense.
Issue is, like, straight up, the moment she won the competition, it was obvious. She has two easy reasons to put up Kiefer and Josh. Like, him just trying to get Rohan up initially, it does nothing to help Austin's game. Like, I think Austin made the best decision. Kiefer was just talking to a wall, but so was Josh, so...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, she has so few options to choose from that there's nothing he can do to campaign beyond... Don't?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess. Yeah, LaToya is, you know, she made a deal with then the other options, she just wanted, Brayden, she's she's tight with Brayden, correct?
Mm-hmm. Besties with mm-hmm. Brayden.
Yeah. And then Jed is just a non-starter, too popular.
He's so attractive.
Jed will talk about in spoilers.
Okay. All right. So Rohan's gonna come in so Austin feels like she's cool with him. We get to Austin's nominations, and I have to say, again, another point where the Big Brother Canada product just feels much superior to BB US, because they sort of like dim the lights in the house. Like, Sasha, this looks great.
Yeah, I actually made that note. Like, I was like, loving the set. Like, Austin walks out. It's all red. And, like, she's not even phased, right? She's not like, whoa, this is cool. She's just like, yes, I'm ready. It's my moment. I'm down. And then they're all waiting downstairs with the spotlight on them.
Yeah.
Like, oh, it's a moment.
So dramatic. This was great. Yeah. And Taryn, they got rid of the short list, which is like, eats up like 4 minutes of the episode.
Yeah, they sped up this process, which I did appreciate. Yeah.
Yeah. So... this looks great. And then she says, okay, it's Josh. And then it's Kiefer. And then that's good. Kiefer's excited. This is the best case scenario to be up against Josh, because nobody likes him.
Yeah,
he's not wrong.
Yeah.
Not wrong at all. I wouldn't be wanting to be sitting next to Josh, because we saw what happened last week. He was the target to Wednesday, and then, stuff happened, and now he's not target. So don't want to be sitting up there, period. But I guess if there's someone you had to sit up, especially with this group of sits.
Yeah. Okay. All right. We're going to take some questions, and we want to get them from the chat, and Scott St. Pierre has some standing by. But I noticed something else in the episode when they talked about, you know, that in Big Brother Canada, they always tell you what the prize is on every episode that Big Brother Canada contestants are playing for $100,000. They used to get furniture from the brick. They're getting an Expedia vacation. But this was something new that it seemed like got added in there. Tell me what you think of this prize.
$10,000 worth of grills and grilling accessories, courtesy of Weber.
Taryn, is this new this year? The part of the prize is $10,000 in grills and grilling accessories?
Who needs that much
in grills?
That's like...
Oh my God.
Do I and 10 to 20 of my immediate family and friends need a grill?
Well, you get like upgrades, I'm assuming, right? You get like, it's decked out.
How big of a grill are you getting?
Let me get a grill that's bigger than my apartment.
Of course, you can live in it.
$10,000 of grills and grilling equipment?
But it's not like teeth accessories.
No. You
feel, like, if it, like at least Angel then it's worth nails. It. Like, I just keep thinking of the song Grills, and I'm just like, that's worth $10,000, but not this, not actual like grills.
Yeah. Somebody's gonna get like one hell of a barbecue set up.
Yeah.
$10,000 worth of grills.
Give me like a pergola, give me like some lawn furniture with it, like that could be part of my $10,000 maybe.
I'm just imagine there's gonna be some kind of eBay store, like somebody's gonna start a grill sales business after this they win a season, because they're gonna have a lot of grills to sell.
So somebody's gonna be about flipping burgers and flipping grills at the end of the season. Yeah. To different people. Okay. All right. Let's take some questions, and then we'll talk about updates from the live feeds. Let's see. How about this is one from Trevor. Says, if you're in an HOH comp and only your team members are left, you should definitely just take the safety, right? Yeah, we didn't see that scenario where there was just multiple people left from the same team.
Like, you would think it, because all of Latoya's teammates fell like real quick. So you would assume she was by herself. But mm-hmm. Brayden was with her. Brayden was vibing.
Yeah.
We didn't talk about Brayden, but you know.
No, Brayden.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, there's very little incentive to win the HOH when you know that the only people that can win can't nominate you.
But Wendy's.
But, you know, regardless of what the show is trying to make you believe, the teams don't matter very much. And if you're not taking power when you can to make sure that your people on the other side stay instead of go, then you're probably making a mistake.
Okay.
Exactly.
All right. This is from Idle, one of my friends from Clubhouse. Shouldn't Latoya's team have picked Steele instead of Cher? Kind of a flop twist for both to pick Cher. You're not wrong, Idle. I don't know if either team screw up by not picking Steele, Taryn?
Nobody should even come close to thinking about picking Steele in this scenario, no.
Mm, okay.
But they have more of like a reason to be like, yo, we are already like losing, look at us, just flopping all over town. So like we needed the veto advantage.
Mm-hmm. Like I get it, Austin. You have to steal just in case the other team steal, because you don't want to put up a third person. I get it, and I get Josh and who was up, Kiefer.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, they weren't even pushing to steal. They were just
no.
Well,
it's also like, what exactly is the veto advantage? Like, does everyone on the team get an advantage in the veto? If so, how does that help them in any meaningful way? Because they can only be nominated against each other. So they'll both have an advantage competing in the veto.
Yeah.
Anyone but me kind of deal.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously it gives them a better chance to like win against the HOH who can't play in the veto, mm-hmm. Or anybody chosen from the other team. Mm-hmm. But that just incentivizes them to pick people from that same team who also has the advantage. So.
That's why we should have only one person choose and only they get the advantage.
Okay. Let's take another question too, and then we'll get into some live feed updates. Daniel says, since nothing was shown on the episode, what is your go-to order at Wendy's? Okay. So Sasha's not going to Wendy's. AJ is going to get chicken. Taryn. Right? Is that what you said? You said chicken. You take
just
chicken over a burger.
You said it. No.
Yeah. You're fine. And then, Taryn, what are you getting?
You know, I've been to Wendy's probably like once or twice. And
that's not. I took you to Wendy's once.
We went to McDonald's.
We went to McDonald's and Wendy's, Taryn.
Oh, and Wendy's. We went
to a Wendy's drive-thru.
Okay. Did I get the Baconator?
I don't remember.
I'm pretty sure that's what I've gotten at Wendy's.
Yeah.
That must have been the twice that I was talking about.
Yeah. Chicken sandwich is good. I get the chili sometimes at Wendy's also.
Wow. Like yeah. to live on the
Korean
edge.
Barbecue cheeseburger. Yeah. Live on the edge. Okay. Speaking of living on the edge, are we ready to get into the live feeds? Anything else from the episode? I know there was so much to talk about from the episode.
I was ready 50 minutes ago.
Mm-hmm. All right. All right. We're going to get into talking about the live feeds. First, let me quickly thank our friends over at Geico. Do you want to rent your home? Sure you do. I bet it can be hard work, but you know it's easy? Bundling your policies with Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle your homeowners or renter's insurance along with your auto policy. And it's a good thing, too, because you have so much to do around your home. Go to geico.com, get a quote, see how much you could save. It's Geico easy. Visit geico.com today. That's geico.com. And let's talk about what's happening in the Big Brother Canada live feeds here on Rob is a Podcast.
The Office of Civil Defense has issued the following message. This is
a spoiler.
Warning.
A spoiler.
Warning means that an actual
spoiler
against this country has been detected. And
that
protective
like that.
Action should be taken.
Yes. All right. There we go.
Dance
all right.
Like that.
All right. So, I guess, of course, if you've been listening to Taryn's live feed updates, you know that who has the veto, Taryn?
Kiefer has won the veto.
Whew. Yeah. Good for Kiefer. Good for Kiefer, because I'm happy to see it. Because, AJ, I feel like people are like, oh, he can't win a competition.
He's a big boy walking into the Big Brother house in front of these people like Judson and Ty and Kyle. So I'm super happy that he's like, guys, I'm superior to all of you. Y'all got to get on my level. Like, stay over there, you pecker.
Start winning stuff.
Yeah.
Even though that's not how everyone took it, but that's how they should have took it, because Keith came to play. Like, if I know one thing from watching the feeds, like, Keith is not here to just dilly dally and let things happen. Now, is he doing things? That's the better question. Like,
he talking. He's not doing. That's the problem. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Taryn, what was the competition that Kiefer won?
It was one of those like stack as many of these things as you can, and then lock it in kind
okay.
of deals.
All right, congratulations to Kiefer. And mm-hmm. So, do we have a replacement nominee in the works?
Oh,
yes, Rob. You'll be very surprised to hear that that the other consideration, Rohan, is actually the replacement nominee.
Okay. All right. Well, I have both Kiefer and Rohan in the draft, so I don't really like either of these nominations. But okay. Taryn, what's the status? I know you've been talking about the possibility of the house flipping to go from Josh to Rohan. What's the status of the house flip?
Well, Rob, it's interesting you ask. There's a story that we need to tell.
Please.
It's a story of a sunset. It began last week, where a group of the house guests came together and they said, this whole team thing is dumb. Teams don't matter. It's just a trick. We just make a majority alliance that consists of both teams, and we can keep each other safe and run this game. And who cares what kind of twists they want to throw in? This alliance consists of LaToya, Jed, Ty, Kiefer, Tina, and Beth. It's very absent from the episode, obviously, this whole concept. But these six people are running the game, very much so. In fact, when the feeds came back up, LaToya let us know who the nominations were going to be before Austin did. Before Austin even knew who the nominations were going to be, LaToya was saying, this is what it's going to be. And she was right. So these six people are running the game. The reason why Austin couldn't put Jed on the block is because she's also in a side alliance that consists of herself, Jed, Ty, and Beth again. So he was safe in that sense. So it really was just a very limited set of options. Those three people were the only three people she could nominate. And so she did. Now that side alliance is a side alliance, not necessarily a real alliance, but these six people running the game, they heard that Rohan and Kyle are trying to mount some kind of opposition to the two main bros, Jed and Ty. They think that this side alliance is actually the main majority alliance, Jed, Ty, Beth, Austin, and they think probably Brayden is involved, maybe Victoria's in there. And so they're trying to pull in people like LaToya and Tina and Tara to counter that group. They also tried to pull in Kiefer. So, of course, many of those people went back to the alliance. They said, hey, look what Rohan and Kyle are trying to do, which prompted them to consider, why don't we flip this vote? Rohan wasn't even on the block yet, but they were considering it. They actually almost went through with it, but Tina would prefer that Rohan stays and that Josh goes. In her mind, it's better because she has connections to Kyle and Rohan. And if Kyle and Rohan want to go after Ty and Jed, and Ty and Jed want to go after Kyle and Rohan, that's great for Tina. So she really put a stop to the whole thing. And as of right now, things are going to stay the same and Josh will be leaving, but still could change.
Okay.
That's my story.
There's Taryn's story. All right. AJ or Sasha, any questions for Taryn?
Questions?
No. Just yeah. Why, you know, Rohan is so lucky he got a fairy godmother in Tina, because this it was not looking good for my guy. It's so sad. Two Asians back to back. They're really trying to get us, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
I like the idea that the reason why Rohan is going to stay and we're not going to flip the vote is because he's trying to build a counter alliance to the majority alliance, but he just got the wrong read. Like, his mistakes is keeping him alive. Like, if he had the right read, like, he would be in a lot more danger.
Yes.
Yeah. Taryn, I feel like that you often have your finger on the pulse of, like, what's going to happen, like, 2 weeks or 3 weeks out. Are you bullish at all on anything that's going on? Or do you feel like that we are headed towards a scenario where the House majority is just going to steamroll the other side of the House?
They are in a very crushing position right now. Obviously, it's early days, but the longer, like, it's really these early weeks are the only opportunity that you really have to crush the majority before it really begins. They'll only start to break up later if they have so much power that they start some infighting a little bit early, or if they if you have like very skilled outside players who are intentionally breaking in because they know the dynamics. The rest of the House does not know the dynamic at all. They are very misled. Again, you have people like Austin and Brayden. Austin in particular, who is like bought into this side alliance with Jed, Ty, and Beth. You have people like Kyle and Jed who are trying to mount an opposition, and they're pitching to LaToya. They've kind of realized they shouldn't pitch to LaToya. LaToya was not even interested in their offer. She went straight to Jed and Ty. But they're also pitching to Tina and they're trying to pitch to Kiefer. Now they've realized that Kiefer might not be the best option, but they are still stuck on Tina, and Tina is not somebody that is going to be very loyal or protective of them, but at least she is willing to protect them enough to be useful to her, which is at least something. So I think the good part about this alliance right now is that you look at Big Brother 22, Cody set up this structure and then he drove it all the way home. In this season, this Sunsetters Alliance is a bit more fluid. There's not really one player that's on top right now. And there's a little bit of a power struggle happening between Ty, Jed, and Tina, essentially. Tina, who's trying to keep in people that'll keep those guys in check. And those guys, Ty mostly, trying to get out anybody that is a potential threat to him. And so it seems like Tina is winning that battle. And Tina, being the person who is like the most in charge, is probably the most exciting because she has the most uphill to work. She's the one that will need to win the respect of the jury more. She's the one that will have to position herself perfectly in the end game to make sure that, you know, she's not in a position where she has to beat like these huge, you know, competitors in the end. So if she's in the position that it seems like she could be, then we could be in for something that is kind of fun. But either way, I do foresee the Sunsetters Alliance doing very well.
AJ, who should we be rooting for HOH next week if we want to see the most fireworks?
Whoa, HOH next week. That's a who we got on this field? Because that's a tough one. I think a lot of people have been rooting for Victoria to win HOH. Mm-hmm. And I think Victoria is probably the biggest wild card on the field of the, excluding Josh. But Josh is going home, so who cares? So mm-hmm. I think Victoria is the biggest wild card on the field. I think I'm rooting hard for Tina as a player to succeed and do yeah. good in the game. But if she wins HOH, no, then she's probably going to put up what, maybe Brayden and Austin. So that's not going to mm-hmm. be fun.
Yeah.
I'll root for Victoria HOH.
Sasha, do you know anything about Tara and where she is in all of this? At least the episode made it seem like she's very cut. She wants to be very cutthroat.
Right. This was really interesting because I don't know where Tara is necessarily. Like, I keep forgetting she's on the show.
She's like, I just want to steal.
Yeah.
She's like, I want to hurt them.
Exactly. That's all she kind of like kept talking about. Because I know that like her and Tina are close. And Rohan, I think, right, was trying to kind of get some conversations with like Tina and all of these like people on the side. But I don't know. I feel like she's just kind of sitting pretty. Her team's doing well. So maybe that's why she's not really moving and shaking. But like, I think Tina mm-hmm. and maybe LaToya is like the only people that I feel like there's any like game connection yeah. with.
Here's what I really like about this setup right now is that since the main alliance, it's not that solid of an alliance right now. Tina is a very self-interested player. Kiefer can get himself in trouble. They don't really trust Beth. LaToya, Jed, and Ty, they're solid. So I think they're a good three. But who has LaToya more, Tina or the boys? That's another struggle they're having. But also the people not in the alliance, the Kyles, the Rohans, the LaToyas, the Terras, like they want to play. They really want to play hard. They just don't know where to aim their energy. So if they learn where to aim their energy, this is going to be like very fun and explosive.
Okay.
Yeah. Tina is Terra's go-to sort of point person. And Tara has been pulled into the Kyle Rowe opposition alliance. She's actually the only person that they've approached who isn't part of the majority already and is very gung-ho about it. She's super excited and she talks to Tina about it all the time. And Tina is making sure that the energy is directed in the right place.
Okay. Taryn, anything else you want to tell us tonight heading into tomorrow?
I feel like I got most of this out. Hopefully in the next episode, we see a little bit more of the actual, you know, dynamics of what is actually going on.
Mm-hmm.
I think that the cast is really good. We definitely have a lot of players. There are a couple of people who are not playing very hard and maybe just hanging out with each other a little too much. But beyond those players, we've got a cast of players who are playing hard. They bring a lot of different perspectives into the game. That's really cool to see. And I really do think that the 14-person cast is also helping a lot. Because these decisions are already starting to matter and these power struggles are already popping up because they matter. And we're not just waiting until we get down to it. It's like, we're almost down to it already. Mm-hmm. And so that's very helpful as well. So I'm still pretty optimistic.
Yeah. Sasha, anything else you want to say about BB Can 9 at this point?
No. Wasn't there a showmance going on? Is that not a thing?
So Beth's position in the alliance is that this was actually a 5-person alliance, the Sunsetters. Yeah. It was all of those people, LaToya, Ty, Jed, Kiefer, and Tina. And then they brought in a sixth. And the sixth was Beth. And so Beth, it feels a little bit uncomfortable with her position in the alliance. And so she is trying to get in with Ty and Jed as much as possible. She needs to win the boys over to her side, she feels. And again, her point person that she feels like is the most valuable person for her happens to be Tina. And so her plan that she said to the cameras is that in order to throw people off of the showman's scent and to keep the boys on side, she's going to flirt with Jed in the daytime. And Ty in the nighttime.
Yeah.
And so,
get it, girl.
There was There was a little bit of kissing happening during a Never Have I Ever game.
Yeah.
And then that
Sasha,
was with
this
Jed.
Is like the plot of Bridgerton.
Yeah, you know, I got you all. You're welcome.
Yeah. Who's the Duke?
All of them. Yeah. Are you kidding me?
But yes, then she's cuddling with Ty at night. I personally don't think this will last very long because it
this
seems
be a
like,
problem.
It seems like yeah. Beth and Ty are accelerating. Just today, Vic was walking in on them and she was like, oh, let me give you yours. I really want you guys to showmance. Like, and they didn't even like deny too hard.
No.
At that. And they were like making a study guide together. Like this is starting to happen a bit here.
Yeah.
So I expect it to continue.
That's the wild card that you can't predict because it was a problem in the Pretty Boys. It was a problem in the original Brigade where then one of these guys gets booed up. And it creates problems like, oh, okay, you know, can we trust him? And then, you know, she's in the alliance right now, so it's less of a problem, but that can create like it changes like how everybody's perception of the group.
Yeah, my fan fiction is that, you know, this actually causes some drama in the Sunsetters because I agree with Taryn, right? Like we see them going far. So I need something to break them up, break up this power structure. So I'm hoping that the showmance like causes some drama, maybe, and it's maybe just blow back on Beth. Maybe it's not, maybe it's something else. I don't know. But this is my fan fiction where I really hope that this messes up the Sunsetters. LaToya is like, y'all are really messing us up. You're out. Like, get out of here.
Yeah.
Like, I don't have time for this.
Yeah.
Let me just give you a little hint of potential soap opera.
Ooh.
Potential, right?
Yes. Like,
Rohan has a theory. His theory is that Jed and Ty, maybe a little bit of tension there because they both kind of like Beth. That's Rohan's theory. I don't know if I buy it, but there's definitely flirtation between Jed and Beth. And there's definitely flirtation between Ty and Beth. And, you know, she was all cuddly with Ty last night. Come morning time, Jed found it important to point out that, oh, yeah, Ty said he couldn't get any sleep last night. I don't know why, if that was a thing that maybe you caused or anything. But I just noticed it. That's all I'm going to say.
A good old fashioned love triangle.
My guy Rohan is gonna just, you know, he's gonna drop those cums for you. Y'all better pick it up, please. Because you know, I don't want like a same person, like the same. I mean, big alliance, same story, different Big Brother, like kind of going through. I will say we love the cast, and you know, it's not like an all white alliance kind of pushing through. Like there's so much diversity, even in body types. I want to say like diversity because Kiefer.
Page.
Yeah, talked a lot about his, just his, like, eating and all of that. And, like, I know a lot of folks probably felt that. So I also want to note that, like, there's so much diversity that, like, at the end of the day, like, come Thursday, it's going to be so hard no matter who goes. And that's what I loved about Big Brother is, like, you can make reasons why or, you know, have, like, reasons why why you care about someone, why you want Josh to stay, why you want Rohan to stay, whoever, it doesn't matter. Like, and you know, again, just casting 10 on 10.
AJ, any other thoughts? BB Can 9.
I am co-signing everything that Sasha just said. Like genuinely, there is not a person on this field looking at the castles right now that I dislike. There are people I'm indifferent of, but there's nobody that I dislike.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm excited. I do feel good right now about the seasons. Not getting my hopes too high because Big Brother burned me before. looking at the cast, I will just say to a couple people, Brayden, Austin, pick it up.
Mm-hmm.
Also, undersold story, like Austin just messed up her HOH. Like she went nowhere with this. This was her chance to better position herself. And now she could be on the block as early as next week, Rob. Like,
oh my God.
Austin really messed this up. Love for Josh, LaToya, and Kiefer, and Tina, and the bigger alliance, not just like, these are older folks. Tina, the oldest woman in the cast, is one of the main players. Kiefer, the other four you can expect in those alliance, but Kiefer and Tina,
yes, my gosh,
like I can't believe that they are in such strong positions. This already feels like a different type of season, and usually cis people look locked up, we're rooting against them, bringing the pitchforks, minority rise up and take them out. But no, we like these folks. This is a good cast. This is going to be a good time.
I will say that, you know, we've definitely gotten a lot of the Big Alliance steamrolls, but it didn't always go that way. Like sometimes mm-hmm. Big Brother, like the Big Alliance doesn't make it, Taryn. That used to happen.
It did used to happen. maybe someday it will happen
it's
again.
It's been a minute.
Maybe if the team thing ends and they have the courage to just kind of like be like, maybe it'll happen. Then maybe it'll happen. Who knows?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. All right. Let's bring up one or two more questions and start to wrap things up. Okay. Mm-hmm. Robot Taryn says, based on the layout of the house, who should have Austin nominated? I mean, she didn't have any other options, right?
Well, I mean, obviously, she could have nominated Toya and Jed if she wanted
to.
Yeah,
exactly.
But that's not necessarily her best move. Really, it's not as much about who she should have nominated as much as it is about leveraging the power that she had to gain information about the structure of the house so that she could make an informed decision about who to nominate. And try to build actual real alliances that aren't just fake side alliances so that she can position herself to be in a better spot moving forward. And that is, you know, what she should have been doing instead of hanging out with Brayden all day.
Okay. And then Melanie wants to know, was Beth dancing better than the rap? What rap?
Oh, no.
Who was rapping?
You missed Grammy nominated song.
Yes.
You know what? You know what else, guys? For those that listen to the morning, they keep repeating this thing. Like Jed in particular, he just loves his lines, and he just needs to keep talking about them. They came up with a rap, and they practiced it for hours.
Yeah. Who wrote the rap? Jed?
All of them.
Yeah.
And it was bad. It was not good.
Honestly, that bad. It was for non-rappers, it was fine. It was just the fact that they were practicing it for hours. And yeah. And I'm trying to listen to a conversation upstairs, and I'm hearing them do a rap downstairs.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
That's exactly what you think it sounds like, Rob.
So I should see this. I expect to see this on the Thursday night episode. That feels like a Thursday.
I hope so.
That's that's like a 8:22 on Thursday segment.
Yeah, it'll be the six sunsetters get together, and you're like, okay, here we go. We're gonna see them come together, make this thing, and then they're gonna be like, so guys, what do you think about this rap? And then they're gonna cut to the rap, and it's gonna be like, oh, okay,
yeah. No Hoodie Allen, says Gord in the chat. Okay, then Reem is the winner of the challenge. I wish says when they're doing challenges, could they at least put the two teams in different outfits? I can't remember which team is which to save my life. Yeah, that would be easy when they come out of the challenge. Yeah, I'm even like the most positive person out there on the teams, and I'm like, they could really improve it.
Yeah, yeah. At least doesn't Survivor nowadays, they're just like, hey, get some red clothing to put on.
Yeah. Yep. Give them a headband. Yeah. Give them something.
Yes,
something.
Give them a buff, a bandana, something.
Yeah, or paint with like one side's. I guess they're all standing together, but still, the teams.
One person can have silver balls, and the other one can have mm-hmm. black balls or something.
Oh my! Okay.
Fears, AJ.
Yeah. All right.
Black fears.
Yes. Scott C. Pierre says. Okay. So even like the top Weber grill, $35.99 for. So you can get three of those bad boys in your backyard. You'll be serving up Baconators and Asiago ranch chicken sandwiches in no time this summer, with a brand new grill from Weber.
Again, I don't think I have enough friends for mm-hmm. that grill.
Well, yes. that could be a new apartment.
Yeah.
Basically. Yeah, once you win Big Brother and have all these grills at your house, Sasha, you will be popular.
You're right.
One grill
right.
is your bedroom, the other is the bathroom, right. the other is your kitchen. Perfect.
Yeah. Scott, well, what else do we got coming up besides the grill? All right. Here's what's going on. Tomorrow morning, Taryn is going to be live with the great Phil Thompson. Wow.
Yes.
Okay. What a get.
Oh yeah. Phil's great. He was on, he came on my awards show.
Yep.
This year, gave some great movie, found some amazing movies this year that came out that I was unable to find because of COVID, making movies obscure. But Phil's great. He's been on before, and he always has some great energy for the update. Very excited for tomorrow's update.
Okay, 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific every day. Best way to get them is on YouTube. Subscribe to the channel. Hit that bell notification so you know when Taryn goes live. And or subscribe to our podcast feed at robinswebsite.com/BB podcast to get the feed updated and get that delivered to you every single day. All right. The roundtable is going to be back. And Taryn, what do you have coming up for the roundtable this season?
The roundtable, it'll be your roundtable. The stock watch is going to start. We'll talk about the state of the house. We're going to rate every single player. And then after the roundtable, the market will go live and you can buy and sell shares of each of the players based on how well you think that they will be doing next week on the next roundtable. It's very fun, very easy to play. There's a whole website that makes it very easy for you. You can track. It will track everything that you're doing for you, do all the math for you. So it's very fun to play. Yeah.
What's that link? RealityStockWatch.com?
That is it.
Yeah. And do people sign up before the Tuesday night's roundtable or do they sign up after you set the prices on Tuesday?
Anytime you want. You can sign up. You can join now. You can join after it starts. You'll have until Thursday when the episode starts to get in your first week's buying and selling. You can also join late in the season if you want. You'll just have missed out on some opportunity for profits.
Okay. All right. Check that out. RealityStockWatch.com. And then today, we had so much fun today talking about 90 Day Fiancé. Sasha, I know you're watching this season. It was myself, it was Puya, and it was Mari Forth. And we had a lot of fun talking about everybody that's having trouble in love, a love triangle in Big Brother Canada over on this week's 90 Day Fiancé. Jovi is out there showing his whole ass on 90 Day Fiancé. Sad situation. Okay. Taryn, you don't even need to know about what's going on with Jovi.
I just, like, apparently there's nudity going on TV.
There was. Yeah.
I just live for Rob saying stupid moron. Like, that's all I care about.
Yeah, this is a big stupid moron. This is a multiple. Multiple. Boy, I was so excited this week. On Sunday, I got the chance to talk to a woman. I thought it would never happen. I was waiting 20 years to talk to Marilyn Mad Dog Hershey, and T-Bird tracked her down. She is 71 years old, and she has not lost a step. I highly recommend you check out our interview with Marilyn Mad Dog Hershey from Survivor the Australian Outback. She has a ton of great stories from her time on Survivor, her very interesting career as a police officer. She went to go work in the prison system after Survivor, had a lot of interesting stories about her time there, the things that she saw. And she talks very openly and candidly about her battle with alcoholism, which I did not know anything about. Some great stories from Marilyn Mad Dog Hershey on the latest Talking with T-Bird. Check that out in the main Robinson podcast feed on Wednesday night. Survivor Game Changers is the 31st best season of Survivor. I'll be talking live with, or actually we will not be live. We'll be after the Big Brother update. Grace Leader and Asia Welch will join me on Wednesday night. So be ready for that. I am two episodes into Survivor Game Changers. So I've got a long ways to go. Maybe we're watching some Survivor Game Changers tonight. So we'll see. All right. Of course, you can check out everything we have going on over in our Patreon podcast feed, our Patreon community. Go to robisawebsite.com/patron. Of course, your patron dollars help make all of these podcasts happen. On Rob has a website. Rob has a podcast, Reality TV Rehap Ups. Robiswebsite.com/patron. And then, of course, all of the commercial offers that we mentioned on the podcast, you can check them out at robisawebsite.com. slash offers anytime. All right. Of course, follow us on social media. We've got a ton of great clips from the episodes. We love interacting with you at Rob as a Podcast on Twitter or at RHAP Grams on Instagram. Thank you so much, Scott, for all of that. All right. AJ.
Rob, I think, hold on, Rob. There's an alert.
Alert.
There's going to be some circle coming.
Message. Yes. Taryn, what's going on with the circle?
The Circle UK is starting, I believe, tomorrow.
Yeah.
The Circle UK Celebrity Edition. It's going to last for a week. And then immediately following that is going to be the Circle UK standard regular edition, season 3.
Yes.
There will be some coverage of the Circle from me. And I believe Puya will be joining me.
Yes.
We're going to have some fun.
Okay. Do we know any of the celebrities that will be on the Circle celebrity? Lolo Jones?
We know the names of the people. We don't know, I don't know who they are, though. Mm.
Okay.
The cast is out.
Okay. So, all right. It was very exciting. Yeah. Okay. Be on the lookout for that. AJ, where could people keep up with you?
They can keep up with me on Twitter at TheKidNorris.
Kid Norris. All right. Yes. AJ, always so fun, except when you said that Josh can go back to hell. That was so extra.
that was a mess. I love you, Josh. Get out of that house. Come be with people you love, all four of your friends and your family.
Let me tell you the pros and cons of AJ, okay? Con. He said I can go back to hell.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Maybe that's a pro. You don't know.
Yeah.
You don't know his life.
I think Josh is going to like me more because I said that.
Okay. Good. Taryn will talk to him on Friday. Ask him what he thinks.
AJ guy.
Yeah. Okay. Sasha, cool. What do you have going on these days?
You can follow me on Twitter at funsize_04. And actually, we just recorded for a royal wrap up the Meghan and Harry interview with Oprah. So hopefully it'll be coming out soon. So be on the lookout for that. We obviously had a lot of feelings. Just follow me on Twitter and you'll know more.
Okay. All right. Be on the lookout for that. How did the podcast turn out?
It was so much fun. We wanted to keep it 1 hour. It was not, spoiler alert. I didn't realize how many feelings I had against the royals. So especially Charles, I really went in on the future king. Yeah.
Yes. Oops. Okay. All right. Be sure to check that out. Of course, and Taryn, where can people keep up with you?
You can, of course, find me on Twitch, twitch.tv/TarynArmstrong. I streaming during the episodes. We watch them together. I'll be streaming on Thursday to go over the stock watch. If you need help, playing, understanding how to play, getting some tips from me that you may or may not want to listen to. Lots of fun stuff going on there on Twitch.
Okay. I had a lot of fun tonight. I'm looking forward to doing this every week. I feel like it's a lot of fun to take a look at the TV show on a Monday night. Hope I didn't screw anything up too badly in the Big Brother Canada coverage world. But I feel like coming in here with a big casual energy talking about Wendy's. I feel like
we get casual energy tonight, Rob.
Yeah. Yeah. Look, we did an hour and 27 minute podcast about this episode of television. So good for us. Thank you so much for watching. Hope you come back every Monday night. And again, if you're watching us here live on YouTube, don't forget to subscribe. Wouldn't kill you to give us a thumbs up either and hit that bell notification to hear whenever we're going to be live with another podcast. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye. Support for this podcast comes from our friends over at Geico. Do you own or rent your home? Sure you do, and it's hard work, but you know what's easy? Bundling with Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle your home and car insurance, and it's a good thing too because you're busy enough. Go to geico.com, get a quote, see how much you can save. It's Geico easy. Visit geico.com today.